Mr. President. Thank you very much for this draft, and we also agree this is a very good basis to build further on. We have a number of comments related to different paragraphs of the political declaration, but for the sake of time, I'm going to focus on the most critical one, namely paragraph number 9. As we all know, this convention has been always driven from the very conception by a humanitarian imperative. It was actually, and it is not actually about the weapon itself, it's about the people and protecting the people from the effects of this weapon. And as mentioned before, I believe by Chile, the ultimate aim of the convention, as spelled in its preamble, is to put an end at all time to the suffering and casualties caused by cluster munitions. We are alarmed and gravely concerned that since the first review conference, we have witnessed an increase in cluster munitions casualties. These were caused primarily by use of these weapons by non-party states, in particular Syria, where use continues for close to 10 years now, and which accounts for over 80% of all global recorded casualties. I believe we can all agree this is the single biggest challenge posed to the convention and its norms that needs to be addressed clearly and urgently at the second review conference in stronger terms than in Dubrovnik. We are many years on. With this in mind, and also supporting the comments made by many other delegations before, in particular by the Netherlands, New Zealand, Ireland, Germany, Philippines, Ecuador, Laos, PDR, Austria, Mexico, Panama, Norway, and others, as well as my colleague from the ICRC, and in order to facilitate the further drafting process of the declaration, and in particular Article 9, I'm going to propose specific language for paragraph 9. It goes as follows. We are gravely concerned by the continuing high humanitarian impact of cluster munitions, and in particular, by the significant number of casualties in recent years due to repeated and well-documented instances of cluster munitions use in Syria, which accounted for over 80% of global recorded casualties, and in Yemen, period. We are deeply concerned by any use and allegation of use of cluster munitions and condemn any use of these weapons by any actor under any circumstances. We call upon those who continue to use cluster munitions to stop immediately. We also call on non-party states that develop, produce, stockpile, or transfer these weapons to cease immediately and to join the convention. We will redouble efforts to further promote the norms established by the convention with the urgency it requires to further stigmatize and prevent any new use of these weapons. Thank you. I will submit other proposals on other sections of the declaration in writing.